Mr. Punch presents The Letters of Jane Austen, abridged by Lissa Dimitriou, and performed by Fiona Shaw.
The Bull and George, Dartford, Wednesday, the 24th of October, 1798. To my sister Cassandra. You have already heard in what excellent time we reached and quitted Sittingbourne, and how very well my mother bore her journey thither. She was very little fatigued on her arrival, has been refreshed by a comfortable dinner, and now seems quite stout. It wanted 12:05 when we left Sittingbourne, from whence we had a famous pair of horses, which took us to Rochester in 1.25 hours. The postboy seemed determined to show my mother that Kentish drivers were not always tedious. Our next stage was not so expeditiously performed. The road was heavy, and our horses very indifferent. However, we were in good time, and my mother bore her journey so well that expedition was of little importance to us. My mother took some of her bitters at Ospringe and some more at Rochester, and she ate bread several times. We have got apartments up 2 pairs of stairs, as we could not be otherwise accommodated with a sitting room and bedchambers on the same floor. We have 1 double-bedded and 1 single-bedded room. In the former, my mother and I are to sleep. We sat down to dinner a little after 5 and had some beefsteaks and a boiled fowl, but no oyster sauce. I should have begun my letter soon after our arrival, but for a little adventure which prevented me. After we had been here 1/4 hour, it was discovered that my writing and dressing boxes had been by accident put into a chaise, which was just packing off as we came in, and were driven away towards Gravesend, in their way to the West Indies. No part of my property could have been such a prize before, for in my writing-box was all my worldly wealth, £7. Mr. Notley immediately dispatched a man and horse after the chaise, and in 30 minutes' time I had the pleasure of being as rich as ever. My day's journey has been pleasanter in every respect than I expected. I have been very little crowded and by no means unhappy. Your watchfulness with regard to the weather on our account was very kind and very effectual. We had 1 heavy shower on leaving Sittingbourne, but afterwards the clouds cleared away and we had a very bright, crystal afternoon. My father is now reading the Midnight Bell, which he has got from the library, and Mother is sitting by the fire. Our route tomorrow is not determined. We have none of us much inclination for London, and if Mr. Notley will give us leave, I think we shall go to Staines through Croydon and Kingston, which will be much pleasanter than any other way. But he has decided for Clapham and Battersea. God bless you all. Saturday, the 27th of October, Steventon, Hampshire. Your letter was a most agreeable surprise to me today, and I have taken a long sheet of paper to show my gratitude. We arrived home yesterday between 4 and 5, but I cannot send you quite so triumphant an account of our last day's journey as of the 1st and 2nd. Soon after I had finished my letter from Staines, my mother began to suffer from the exercise and fatigue of travelling so far, and she was a good deal indisposed from that particular kind of evacuation which has generally preceded her illnesses. She had not a very good night at Staines, and felt a heat in her throat as we travelled yesterday morning, which seemed to foretell more bile. She bore her journey, however, much better than I had expected, and at Basingstoke, where we stopped 30 minutes, received much comfort from a mess of broth and the sight of Mr. Lifford, who recommended her to take 12 drops of laudanum when she went to bed as a composer. James called on us just as we spoke very cheerfully to him before she went to bed. Lifford has promised to call in the course of a few days, and then they will settle about the dandelion tea. Our brother James...